when the ramp dropped on the landing craft and going into Normandy, there was two things I thought of. One was my beautiful wife, Jean, who was back home, and the other one was my fly rod that I left back home, and I can't remember what came first. And she just always gives me a bad time about that one.
Well, and she's in this film quite a bit. I mean, the story of the two of you is kind of a main theme in the movie. When did the two of you get married?
January the 1st, 1943, just as I was leaving for the service.
How old were you both?
I was 19 and she was 17.
Wow. So you thought of her a lot when you were in the military.
Right, and for that I am truly grateful. She was part of me and I was part of her, because I think my actions were probably, because of that, a lot different than they might have been otherwise.
How did it all happen that you ended up going into the military? What were you doing, I guess, before you shipped out?
Well, I was thinking about going on to Oregon State when the war started. Actually, when Japan bombed Pearl Harbor, that very moment, I was with Jeannie at church that morning, and come home, and we're listening to radio, and this announcement come over the radio that the Japanese had bombed Pearl Harbor. And I was already flying. I had my pilot's license, and the next morning, on December the 8th, I was down to the Portland Air Base in Portland, Oregon, and trying to enlist in the Army Air Corps. But about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, the old flight surgeon come out and says, "Moore, do you realize you're 90% colorblind? I got to reject you." And it broke my heart. And anyway, then I tried to get in the Navy, and they wouldn't let me take me in because of my colorblindness. So I waited, and it was finally went in the Army. And for that, I am also grateful, because that extra year allowed Jeannie and me to get old enough to get married.
Well, and I'm reading from the website where the documentary is talked about, and it says, despite the cacophony of war around him, the young avid fly fisherman couldn't help but notice the productive fisheries on the rivers he and his fellow troops crossed as they made their way into France. So that was, you noticed you wanted to fish some of these places.
We were going across this one bridge, which is shown in the production, by the way, at Pointe-Bault, which is right at the junction of Normandy and Brittany. And we were going across there in the half tracks and looked down, and as we were going over this bridge and hanging outside this one, I judged was a cafe, was this beautiful Atlantic salmon. And that's where the whole thing stemmed from, because I thought, man, even at that time, I thought, man, I would love to be able to stop and grab that fly rod and go down and try for one of those. The people that made the production, they asked me, "Frank, is there anything else that you'd like to do in your life that you have never done?" And immediately this thought of going back and fishing those streams in Normandy hit me. And I told them, and they worked out a deal, and they made that happen.
Well, and Jeannie, your wife was with you and your son, too, correct?
Right, yes, uh-huh.
And what was it like, you know, being with loved ones and fishing these areas that you had last seen during the war?
I'll tell you, it was so special to have our son Frank there with me. After the war, now they've called PTSD, I had about 3 years after the war. In fact, it was that long after I had a real problem. I broke down completely, and it was, my son was about a year old, I guess, and between the love I had for him and the love that was given to me, just pouring into me from my wife, brought me out of it. And to have him there with me and see some of the places I'd been, it was really very, very emotional, very touching.
Yeah, the film is very emotional because it's a love story too.
It is. It's not a film. It truly is a love story. Yeah, it sure is. I've been truly blessed, gosh, to have a very, very remarkable lady for a wife, and she is a true jewel.
Well, Frank, it's been a pleasure.
Same to you, dear girl.